where Shelton comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Inside, we all need the same thing.
One act of kindness in public will affect everyone around you.
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
And welcome. I'm Lisa Wexler. And our telephone number is 203-333-9422. We introduce on this Friday, on this Feel Good Friday, we would like you to call in and share stories of when a stranger was kind to you or when you observed a stranger being kind to somebody else. We can queue up right now at 203-333-9422. Let's go to Tierney from Manhattan. Hi, Tierney. Welcome to the show today and good morning.
Hi, Lisa. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. So, Tierney, what kind of a story did you observe or were you a part of with the kindness of strangers?
Well, I observed this yesterday morning. I live in New York City on the Upper East Side, and I was walking up 3rd Avenue, and I noticed at the end of the block, two people were struggling with one of those coffee carts that you see, those big coffee carts that people put on the corners, and they were struggling to roll it down the block. As I got to the end of the block, they were just actually getting it to the end of the block and hooking it up to the truck, and it was an older gentleman and a young kid, probably 18 or 20. And as they hooked it up, just as I got there, they shook hands and the young kid took off on his skateboard. And I realized they weren't actually together. The young kid just saw the older gentleman struggling with his coffee truck and helped him get it down the block. And I have to say, I had just been reading the papers and there's so much terrible news and so much division. It made me so happy. It really just made my day.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing to totally make your day. And you know what's so nice about that story? First of all, it's really nice that it was a young kid helping an older person. Let's just pause and say that.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing. Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then,
people have. Yeah. He just took a moment. He's just a lovely young man, obviously well raised and well mannered. He saw somebody in need, and he stopped to help him. I just want to send all kinds of good thoughts to that nice young man.
Well, and the other thing is, when you think about it, a skateboard, I mean, it's such a cool way to travel around, but it sort of implies a hurried kind of a thing. Like, you don't have time to walk.
Yeah.
You're skateboarding. You got to run. So the
right.
fact that he paused,
right.
he had to somehow figure out what he was going to do with his skateboard and slow down enough to help this person was like an extra dollop of kindness. You know what I mean? Like an extra
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. Yeah. It just made me happy to see it.
Well, that's good. That's good, Tierney. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. We're getting
sure.
going with the kindness of strangers on the Lisa Wexler Show at 203-333-9422. We'll be right back.
Listen to Lisa while you're at work. WICC600.com. Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. 203-333-9422 is our number. 203-333-9422. And we are talking now about the kindness of strangers, and we would love you to call in with a story that you might have about the kindness of strangers. We have a listener who wrote in this week, Harvey, and who talked about, religious. He said, this past Saturday's Torah portion was Parshat Kitzitzai. In there is a commandment that if one passes someone with a disabled ox, one should not pass idly by, but help. We had a young man from Hawaii come to Or Shalom and Orange for his bar mitzvah. In his speech after being called to the Torah, he broke from the written speech text and told us how he was running in a cross-country race and glanced to the side. He saw one runner purposefully trip another runner. who tumbled to the ground and hit his face. And this particular boy, who was being bar mitzvahed in Orange, Connecticut, said that he himself stopped running and forfeited a possible high finish, went to aid the runner. He neither knew the tripper or the trippy, but he was moved to help. And Harvey wrote that he thought that this was a great example of a kindness to a stranger, and that here is somebody not quite 13 years old with the wisdom of a much older person. And in fact, after he made the speech, he thought he blew it. But many in attendance knew it was not by rote, but by the heart, and it was the best bar mitzvah speech ever. So this is the kind of thing we're talking about. Let's go to Kendall. Kendall, you're calling from where?
New Haven.
Hi, Kendall from New Haven. What is your story about the kindness of strangers?
Okay, well, Lisa, I'm an old man in my early 90s, and I attended a funeral out at Fairfield University. And in the chapel out there, there's no parking, and you have to be yards and yards and yards up and down away from the chapel. And I managed to get down there okay. And then the funeral's over, and now I start back up the hill and up. And some lady came along. She had to be 40, 50 years younger than me. And she just stopped, and she said, "Would you like me to get my car and take you to where your car is?" And I said, "That would be delightful." And she did that. And I thought that was a complete stranger. And I surely appreciated the help on that hot morning.
Yeah.
So that's
my story.
And it made
your day. And it made your day, right, Kendall? It made your day.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm having difficulty hearing you.
That's okay. I just wanted to say it made your day.
Yes, it did. It certainly did. So thank you for letting me share that story.
We appreciate it, Kendall. Thank you for calling. Keep listening. Let's go to Ryan from Wallingford. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the show. We're talking about the kindness of strangers.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm all right. I'm trying to recollect stories about what I do of kindness out of my heart. I can come up with a lot more, but the whole thesis that you have is kindness that strangers did to you. It's hard to come by. So here's a question.
Well, so you can do one where you were nice to somebody else, but you can do one. You want to share something. It's okay. It's good.
So yeah. I'm at a dead show at Times Square, not Times Square, but Madison Square Garden. And I was a little, it was a little loopy, you know. So I'm walking around. I got my ticket. I lost my ticket. I get into this blue bus, which is a religious bus. And, you know, let's just exemplify the fact that I was a little loopy. So
loopy meaning a little bit drunk? A little bit drunk?
No, way beyond that. Way beyond that.
Okay.
So this is Grateful Dead in like 1994.
Okay.
So the religious boss helped me, and they said, "Brother, I was in the wrong bus, so to speak." But they actually helped me and said, "You need a path to God," and they actually helped me and tried to guide me. Yes, I'm
really?
for real. Yeah. So
and where
think?
Was this? Was this? Did you say Madison Square? Where was this?
Yeah, it was Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden in the city. Was it at nighttime, Ryan? Was it at nighttime?
It was a 3-day event. 3-day event. So yes, I was a little lost, so to speak.
I get it.
But the religious people, whatever their beliefs are, they helped me, and they were like, they tried to guide me, and they got me in to the show that I'd lost my ticket for. You know, it was almost that was a good, kind thing.
And did their faith in God, did that sort of stick around till after the show for you, Ryan?
Yeah, in a way, but it was beyond the faith in God, whatever God you believe in. I'm not going to go religion politics.
Right.
But it was a kind gesture that a human did. Like, I hold the door open for grandma because I was taught that way. Like, that's what I'm a man. So, yeah, you hold the door open for a woman. That's kindness, but not what you're talking about.
Right. Now, that's kindness, but it's a courtesy. It's like, it's kind, of course. It's a courtesy and it's kind, but what you're talking about is a gesture that went above and beyond that.
Correct. And that has nothing to do with religion, has nothing to do with politics, has nothing to
do
with
your beliefs. I always think it's so interesting, Ryan, when people do that for us, that no matter how many years have passed, that it sticks in our brain. I find that fascinating, and I think it's because, unfortunately, it doesn't happen that often. It just doesn't happen that often.
Correct. So let me tell you here, let me enlighten you about my kindness, of my story yesterday. So I get out of Home Depot, and there's a bum with a sign. You know, you see him every corner. I'm poor. I'm homeless. So I come up to the light, and I grab. I don't have any money on me, you know. So I got a couple of quarters, right? Whatever. So I threw 50 cents out to the guy at the red light. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For the homeless guy, and he looked at me and said, "You didn't have to throw it at me." So they don't appreciate the kindness. I mean, I didn't mean to throw. I didn't chuck it at them. I just threw it out the window while I'm getting to the green light. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So he didn't appreciate the kindness that others would give to you. So.
Yeah.
That's the reality and the truth behind the existence. It's a pleasure talking to you.
You know what, Ryan? It reminds me of that old joke in Fiddler on the Roof where the beggar, alms for the poor. And the joke is that and the alms for the poor
get
and the local
point.
Town beggar, right? The local town beggar gets a little bit few kopecks less 1 week. Just because you had a bad week, why should I suffer? Right? That's I love that joke. Just
kind
because you
funny,
had a bad week,
funny.
Why should I suffer?
That's
great. It's a great line. Thanks,
hey,
Ryan. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Thank you so much. 203-333-9422. We're talking about the kindness of strangers, and we appreciate your participation today. I am struck by how those gestures not only can change our life, but they're so remembered. And I do think it's because they're not everyday gestures, which might say something about the human condition. But on the other hand, we want to be focusing on the good things that we can and do for each other. Andrew, did you have a story for me today? I know you're busy picking up the phone, but I wanted to get to you.
I do, and I'll make it quick. This is when I was a kid. So I went to a YMCA summer camp. It was an outdoor camp in Hamden, and it was the first day. First time I'm going to an away camp, really. My mom was, like, all nervous about it. So I go there, and I'm having a great day, and on the way home, I get put onto the wrong bus. Probably happens all the time. Well, the bus driver was not particularly nice. I think that they were just really stressed out that day. I don't know this as a kid. I'm just like, well, I'm not supposed to be on this bus. And then they stop and they point at me and go, well, this is your stop. You got to get out. And I'm like, I don't know what neighborhood it is. So I've always told to listen to adults. So I did. I got off the bus. The bus drives away. And there's this mother there with her kids who just got off the bus as well. And she looks at me and goes, you got off at the wrong stop. And I start crying. I'm like, I don't know where I am. I'm 8 years old. So I'm freaking out. I don't know what's going on. Now, this is before the time of cell phones. And she goes, okay, my house is right here. She points right to the house. She goes, let's bring inside. Do you know your phone number? And I did. I was like, I know my phone number. I can call my mom. And so we went into this woman who doesn't even know me, lets me into the house. It's very, like, 8 years old. I don't know what's going on. So we go into the house, and I call the house. Well, my mother's not at the house. She's at the bus stop where I'm supposed to be dropped off.
She must have been completely freaked out.
I left, like, three messages of me, like, very upset on the answer machine.
Oh, wow.
And finally the woman goes, okay, well, you've left some messages and you told her where you are. We're going to go right to the school right across the street. That's where we're going to go. So we went over there to the school. She waited with me. And my mother came, you know, a little while later. She was, we were trying the other night to remember her name. Because this woman, out of the kindness of her heart, she took out all this time of her day where she had her own kids to look after. And she helped me get reconnected with my mother when I was, you know, let off at the wrong place. So I'll never forget that.
That's a great story. Your mother must have been so frantic by then.
Her version of it is the most terrifying day of her life. And for me, it's a pretty positive thing.
Exactly. I'm waiting at the bus stop, first day of camp. My kid doesn't get off the bus. Your heart could stop even telling the story. And you're
a
father now.
First, it listened to my messages of me like crying on the phone. Oh, my God. Oh. But it turned out great because this woman helped me. That's the whole point. Yeah. And she didn't know me from anything, and she had her own things to do. She took out the time of the day, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice thing, and you would do the same, and you're a father now. If a strange kid ended up at a bus stop for you, you would stop everything and help, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, thank you, Andrew, for sharing that. It's a good story. Thank you. All right, we're going to be back next week with this again. And you definitely, I'm getting a lot of emails from people. If you don't want to be on the air, send me an email, easy peasy, through WICC600.com is probably the best way. Just go on and send me a quick email and tell me about the kindness of strangers. In case you don't want to be on personally next week, we'll tell your story.